So I wanted to begin today by sharing an illustration which I think fits very well with the message, the scriptures that we read earlier. And this is very pertinent in today's secular society. I once saw an illustration, an image, an animated image on the internet. And it was basically a man and a woman out on a date. The woman was talking to the man, but the man wasn't looking at the woman. She's really focused on him, but he's looking away. He's looking at his mobile phone, texting, having fun, laughing, enjoying himself. But she just keeps talking and talking. And then after a while, she gets frustrated. She reaches over and she takes his phone. And guess what she did with the phone?
Put it in the wine glass with the wine.
That. But she took the phone and she put it on her forehead, so that at least the man could not look at her and focus on her while she talked. And I think that message, that illustration fits well with this scripture. But in order to flesh out the scripture, to give a little more background and a little more story to the scripture, I wanted to share some interesting facts about what life was like for a Jewish woman in the first century. And basically, when the day started, they always started at dawn, when the sun was rising. And the family's day began with breakfast of curd and bread. And women had to go out to the village well and actually get water from the well. And these jars, they'd carry them on their shoulders or on their heads. And they'd come back and they'd start making bread. Now, today we go and buy flour at the store and make our bread, right? But they had to do it from scratch. They had to take the barley, put it on a millstone and grind it. Yeah. Actually make the flour. And I'm sure that was a hard work.
Yes.
It was tedious. That took a long time. And then you had to actually, you know, make the dough and actually burn it and make the bread. That took a long time. Besides that, they had to do a lot of spinning, weaving, mending, washing, cleaning the house. They even had to make cheese and curds by taking goat's milk and churning it. Again, that took a lot of time. So women were very busy, and they had a lot going throughout the day. Additionally, something you may not know is that in that day, back in that time, Jesus, and you probably already know this, he was considered a rabbi. And the custom of the day was that women were not allowed to be taught or learn from rabbis. That was against tradition. So women were not allowed to, as Mary did, sit
in front of
Jesus and listen and learn. Additionally, here's something else that I learned from doing this history research. Because of household responsibilities, a Jewish wife or mother was exempt from religious observances, from requirements to go to Jerusalem for various feasts, such as the recitation of the Shema, or be present at the reading of the law. Women, Jewish wives and mothers, were exempt because of their household duties. However, not all women chose to be exempt. For example, you have the example of Mary, who attended the Passover feast with Joseph in Luke 2:41. But when women did go to the synagogue, they couldn't go any further into the temple. They had to go to the women's court. So they were limited. In the synagogue services, women were just bystanders. So men were reserved to have that privilege of learning from rabbis and teachers. Women could either be exempt or they just couldn't do it. It was against tradition. So when we get to the story of Martha, Mary and Jesus, Martha was about being a great host, serving her guests. And I can't help but think that maybe Martha was thinking, well, I'm a woman. I'm not putting women down, but you know, I'm just saying, I'm a woman. I'm the head of the household. I'm here trying to be a good host to all my guests. So So I'm probably exempt from listening to what's going on here. And it's the custom, the tradition that I probably don't have to be part of the lesson. But Mary was a rebel. She actually broke with tradition, and she sat there at the Lord's feet, and she listened. We do know that Mary was a hard worker, because it says there, if we look at the passage again, Martha went to the Lord and said, "Don't you care that my sister left me to do the work myself?" Which we infer that Mary was there in the kitchen with Martha working,
yes,
until Jesus started to preach. But what's the point? What am I trying to say here? We know that being a good host in service is good, because we see that in the previous text was the Good Samaritan. We see that Jesus teaches that the Good Samaritan helped the poor Jewish guy that was robbed. The Samaritan basically cleaned him up, helped him, took him to an inn. He paid the innkeeper, and he said, "Take care of him. I'll come back and I'll check on him." That's being a good host. He preached that in the previous passage. And now in this passage, again, we see the same thing, but what's different? Mary's distracted. I'm sorry, Martha is distracted. She has many things going on, and she might feel that she doesn't need to listen to the message because she's got other responsibilities, she's got traditions to stick to. But she breaks down as a host. She fails to be a good host because she goes to Jesus. She complains to him. She accuses Jesus of not caring that she's doing all the work by himself. And what does Jesus do? He reaches over, takes Martha's mobile phone away from her, puts it on his forehead so that Martha can now focus on him. And that's my message.
Okay. Wow. Thank you.